Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
No. Listen, okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
What the fuck?
Cracked Media proudly presents to you
64. Two nerds talking about video games.
That's 64. We're on 64.
Oh, no, I knew it was 64.
Not N64.
This low key is an important episode simply for the fact that it is episode 64 because of the N64, which, you know, we are old enough to be able to say we were around when that was considered new.
Yeah, go figure. Bro, that sure popped off, dude. People are like, N64, you put it fucking where?
Yeah.
Because we were dogging on the fucking controller. They're like, like half of them are like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was. I think at the time, when we first saw it, the N64 controller was cool because it was different. You know, it was like, oh, wow, look at this thing. It's like a spaceship. You know, and then as time went on, you realized, dude, this is clunky as hell, man. I mean, yeah,
We got Zach, we got Chris, we got Mute in the house. What's good, gamers?
Nothing but cuties, nothing but cuties. Before we get started, should we talk about the idea that we were discussing earlier this week? Cat's out the bag. I'm just gonna bring it up. So the gang was talking about new content ideas, and we were thinking. Last year we had our side quests that we would do every other Wednesday, and we would just randomly, you know, choose games that we thought would be cool to play on stream. But we were thinking it would probably be better if we went to the community and asked you guys to give us ideas on games that you would like us to play. And it doesn't necessarily have to be party games, doesn't have to be co-op games. It could just be, you know, a single player campaign or whatever that a few of us or all of us play in our, you know, in our off time or on stream, either or. But we'll come back, you know, in a, you know, the following episode and talk about our experience, whether we hated it, we loved it, you know, critique and whatnot. So if you guys have ideas, things that you think, you know, you would like to see us play and give our opinions on, especially if they're newer games, you know, obviously want to give some praise to the new games. Genre doesn't necessarily matter. Just throw some ideas out there, and whatever sticks will stick, and you know, and we'll run with it.
All gamers.
But yeah, ideally, yeah, we're all gamers here. You know, toss it in the chat or in Discord, and hopefully your ideas don't suck. Yeah.
Zach's playing Dead by Daylight. Oh my god, he got off the casting booth and into the, well, I guess production booth, right? Well, good luck. How's that going? He says doing Elden Ring no hit run. All right. We're looking for games, not challenges, all right? Not that it wouldn't be easy, you know.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I actually have not played Elden Ring yet.
Really?
Actually, I have not. Yeah. And I have it in my Steam library, so I have been thinking about it. Every now and then, like right before I play Deadlock, because, you know, Deadlock's D, Elden Ring is E, I'll kind of hover over Elden Ring, and then my mouse just like naturally just goes, you want to play Deadlock, and then I end up there. But I have been looking at it, though.
At least you haven't played it, and unlike me, where I started with, like, my first Elden Ring was Nightreign, which was a horrible experience, because, it's three-player co-op, so, you know, you just got two guys just, you know, doing all the objectives, going, is like, hey, keep up, cool, Oh, hey, yeah. The boss is dead? All right, I'll be there. Okay, I guess I'm going that way now. Barbie Dream Girl speedrun. What the hell? Barbie Dream Girl. Is that actually a game? what am I saying? Of course that's a fucking game. I'm not surprised, of course. Would be Rise, Son of Rome. Ooh, that sounds hella familiar. Rise.
Wasn't that the game that was released when the Xbox One came out?
That's probably why it sounds familiar, yeah. Oh.
That was like the launch title or something like that, right?
Is that on Steam, bro? That's probably not on Steam, huh?
No, probably not. We can find out, though. It is on Steam.
Yeah, oh, is it? I wouldn't. $10. Wait, hold on. We might be onto something.
Yeah, it's about 2014. That game doesn't look bad.
It would make you guys fight each other. Trust me, bro. We have played up and Overcooked. All right, we are bonded at this point. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, dead ass, bro. I mean, they're. I really enjoy playing co-op games, specifically with Quang and CJ. Like any game where I know that we have the potential of pointing the finger, I'm like, let's go. You know? It is a good time when those two get in the same lobby. If you haven't already seen it, go watch our Overcooked video on YouTube, man. You would hear two dudes going at it. that shit was enjoyable. Oh man. Yeah.
I'm down to grab Rise though. That actually sounds like a good idea.
Oh yeah. No, I'm super down. I mean, for a game that came out in 2014, it's got very positive and it's had very positive reviews since then. You know, you gotta appreciate it like that. If I'm not mistaken, this kind of looks like some like Shadow of Mordor / like God of War vibes, like you're just taking on like waves of enemies, right?
I think it was. Hold on, let me look it up again and refresh my memory.
Kind of what it looks like here in these pictures.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I 100% recognize this fucking little art banner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Crytek one. Okay, yeah, dude. I played this for a little bit. I don't know if I ever. I don't know why I stopped playing it, honestly.
Yeah.
It was really good. All four DLCs. There's four DLCs, brother?
It's a cop.
And you get all of them for $10? Bet, dude. Bet.
Word.
I'm down. I've been looking for some new shit, dude.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I gotta do some recording. I finally got OBS back up now that I'm on the new computer, and I've been recording some like Deadlock gameplay every now and then. There are times where I really want to just turn on the stream and just go. Haven't done it though, man. Haven't done it.
That's kind of where I'm at with like. I mean, as much as I see streaming as like a community building kind of thing, and your ultimate goal is to get viewers kind of shit, I'm just like, bro, I just want something to not record to my hard drive and be able to pull it when I want, so it doesn't have a heart attack. if people show up, sure, we can show whatever. I mean, I don't use half the stream audio anyways, so I just voice over everything. So it's like I literally just need things to be able to download, not to my fucking hard drive, unless I need them.
Nah, fair enough.
It's a repository. Fucking use it. Why not?
I for sure got that 6 terabyte Samsung fucking external that I use every now and then. Because, yeah, bro, I'm recording at high quality every time. Like, who's recording, you know, fucking 480p? That's not happening.
Yeah,
I need 12,000 bit rate, 1080 high sharpening.
It's actually funny you mentioned that because my fucking 8 terabyte sitting right here and it's full of crack media shit. Like,
yeah,
the only thing that goes on this hard drive is crack media shit. And it's I think the first time I transferred everything to it, it went instantly down to like 5 terabytes.
yeah. It's gonna happen.
Nameless to say, we got too much shit. Please help.
I just noticed mute mentioned Peak. I thought we played Peak.
You, in a side quiz. You guys played Peak. I did not.
Did not. Okay.
And you forgot to send me the VOD, so it's not on YouTube.
Who would have done that?
I don't know. There's three heads. Start pointing fingers. I don't know.
I'm blaming CJ off rip. Anyway, that's all I know. I did play quite a bit of Peak. Definitely playing MGS Delta, by the way. I don't know what run you're talking about, but definitely playing MGS Delta. That is my shit. I mean, if you look around my room, you'll see I'm definitely the MGS fan here. So yeah, 100%. That would be a thing. Can't wait for that.
When's that supposed to come out?
It's already out. It came out last year.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you also ready for October? Well, okay, so realistically speaking, on this topic, is it going to be worth it for us to go back to No Rest for the Wicked co-op, even though we kind of already beat the shit out of it?
I was thinking that the other day. I think so, because it has replayability.
True.
I started a run with the, where I'm using like the single wand shit, like I'm in Harry Potter and shit.
Oh fuck!
And I haven't gotten very far. Yeah. I haven't gotten hella far yet, but it's gonna be fun. I already know it. Rise, Son of Rome just finished downloading, by the way. Appreciate you, G. So yeah, I think there's definitely an opportunity to play that more. I started watching some people doing like boss runs and speed runs on it. I'm like, brother, like, it's not even fully released, dog. I'm gonna need you, gamers. I'm gonna need y'all to calm the fuck down. Like, games would be in closed alpha, and you already doing speed runs. Chill. Please chill. Everybody was to the world's first. yeah. Honestly, even if you're just using like a two-handed sword and just being a tank, like all of the playstyles are enjoyable in that game. You just gotta kind of like choose what you want and go for it.
You just gotta get used to the timing. I want to get used to two-handed so bad, but it's just like, I just the slow timing is like, it's hard to get used to.
Yeah.
Especially when you're playing online. Like single player, I'm kind of like cool. I can dodge and actually parry shit, and then online, I'm just like, oh, I'm getting hit. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's given me an appreciation for like the Souls like combat though. So, shout out to No Rest for the Wicked. Is there anyone in the chat who has not played No Rest for the Wicked? Because if you haven't, I think you should. And this is coming from somebody who traditionally has not been a huge ARPG guy. That game is sick as fuck. Play it. Play it, damn it.
Really,
please.
Got a good storyline, too.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where it goes. I have... And there's always that lingering feeling, too. Just because I kind of fucked up in the beginning of, like, when we got to the last... the chick at the end, the last whatever fucking name is there was like a hidden quest that we haven't fucking seen yet, because that's what happened the first time. I was stuck in the town for like, I think I actually already told you this. I was stuck in the town for like 5 hours doing the fucking crucible bullshit because I thought that's what you needed to progress. And lo and behold, I just had to talk to that one guy to fucking go outside of town.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. Because you're talking about when you walk into like the inside of like that big building that has like all the faces on the wall, and she's talking to I can't remember what his name is. Why like the all of a sudden now it's just going away from me. But yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Because I definitely got lost. I ended up going backwards for a while, and then just to realize there's like this little like ramp that I'm supposed to go up to go around the outside of it. I'm like, oh, it's a whole new world. Yeah, I mean that's one of the things I appreciate about the game, is that they don't really give you a whole a ton of direction in No Rest for the Wicked. It's like you know, like they'll tell you like this is the general area that you need to go to, but it's on you to figure out the rest. And that part of it is kind of fun because you feel like you're actually like in the story, you know, just experiencing the world. So
Well, I
shout
mean,
out to whoever developed it.
even with like all the hours we all put into it, on our last playthrough when we were playing with Model, we discovered like a little kind of alcove area still connected to the town, and we're just like, how the fuck have we never seen this? Where the fuck does this come from? Like, what the hell?
No, it's true. There have definitely been parts that I have found. I'm like, did they just add this to the game, or was I just blind this whole time? So yeah, I agree. I agree. It's cool. It's a good experience. It's a good
Good
experience.
shit.
We should probably say before we get started, that shout out to Quang and CJ. We miss them. You know, right as of right now, it's just CMs on their faces, but they love you all. You know, see you on the next one.
CJ's
We love you
having a
guys too.
busy life. Kling might be dead. We don't know
Yeah,
yet.
TBD.
MIA.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really have much on the list. I was just gonna be what have you been playing? I mean, yeah, I know you've
Yeah.
been like all on RPGs lately.
Yeah. Well, honestly, this is it works that we're like talking about these like coming up games, you know, along with, you know, there's one game that's kind of just been like what we're playing lately, but I don't know why it took me this long. I just followed IGN on YouTube, and they have a section where they literally just show new and upcoming games. So I just been going down the list of looking at the new upcoming games that they're excited about. And it's a ton, bro. I didn't even realize this many games existed or were, you know, I guess on their way to being released. So it's kind of cool seeing what 2026 is gonna look like. Recently I've been playing this game from that Big Fry TV had developed called Transience. if they'll for those of you who don't know who Big Fry is, he's a pretty popular YouTuber. Who's kind of found his pocket on YouTube talking about new and upcoming FPSs. But he became super popular for like dogging out those indie developers who just really weren't putting effort into the games but still charging you $20 to play the early access shit. So his channel kind of became the is it hot or is it not type of channel for those games, right? So I guess, you know, over the years, you know, maybe he just got frustrated and tired of, you know, getting, you know, conned by these fake developers. And so he said, you know, we're gonna develop our own FPS to show everybody, you know, how it's supposed to be done. And that game came out a couple, well, I think a couple of weeks ago or a month ago. And so I bought it. You know, I'm a fan. I like his style. Big Fry reminds me of you a lot because when it comes to games, like doesn't mind keeping it real. If it sucks, I'm just gonna fucking say it. You know, it is what it is. Especially with the game like The Day After Tomorrow. For those who were as excited as we were about The Day After Tomorrow, go
Oh
check out
my
his fucking review of
God.
that game, bro. He cooked them, bro. But yeah. Transients is like a it's like an FPS stealth game, you know, basically. And yeah, I'm a big fan of that. You know, that's Splinter Cell, Metal Gear Solid, that's my niche. So I put a few hours into it and it's fun. It has good mechanics. Some people are trying to like dog it out on Steam or just because they're fucking, you know, Big Fry haters, whatever. Just mad because somebody wants to keep it real. Whatever, man. It's a good game. All right. So yeah, I've been playing that. And of course, you already know the basics. Just
It
Deadlock's got
looks
me in a
fucking
headlock.
good, dude.
Yeah, it's solid. It has good mechanics to it. Obviously, it's not perfect. It's not the best stealth game you're ever gonna play, but it's definitely not the worst. I'll tell you that. Definitely not the worst.
That's good. It looks beautiful for a fucking indie game, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's solid. I really like the the gunplay feels good. The attachment system is nice. It's feels very nice. It feels pretty polished. Feels pretty polished. So that kind of gives me hope, because if you were to give him, you know, twice or triple the budget that they have, because they did have a fat budget for this game. If you were able to give him even more, you know, and even more resources to do something bigger, I mean, you might be able to come up with some dope ass shit. So it's a great start. In fact, it's not a good start, it's a great start. For your first game, you gotta be pretty happy with that. Yeah. So yeah, Transients. Check that shit out.
That's eventually kind of where we want to get at, I guess, in the future. But it's just like the funding hurts. The funding.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, I mean, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, he even mentioned that there were points where he wasn't sure that they'd be able to finish the game. You know, just because of lack of funding, but they were able to get over that hump. So shout out, man. He did the damn thing.
Speaking of, I totally started. I'm being consistent with it. I swear, it's working. We're being consistent, boys and girls. I am officially doing the overview of like early access games that I've been fucking playing. So I've been throwing those up on YouTube pretty weekly, and I mean, it's been going good so far. I could probably put a lot more detail into some of it, but it's kind of, again, it's just like, everything's early access. It's just meant to be an overview. Like, basically, do you want to play the game or not? Kind of thing. Like, here it is. Here it is. This is how it is. Like, I'm telling you how it is so you can not spend fucking $10, $15 on a game you're probably going to hate.
Hey, fair enough. And is this because I'm like, I don't remember seeing this. This is not on the Crack Media channel. This is on your channel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, youtube.com/jdogging. I am surprised. Okay, so I am so subscribe, feel me? I gotta turn on the notifications. That's what I gotta do. Bam, notifications are on. Okay, so the first video I see is the one I actually wanted to ask you about, Dreadmist.
Oh,
what's that like? What's that been like?
It's an experience.
Okay.
It's so Dreadmist is a top-down MMO, single developer. I believe it came out January 9th, like really recently. One guy did it. It's just pure top-down MMO, just literally stripped down to the core. Think of like you're taking a portal back in time to like EverQuest days. Like it is it's lacking quality of life kind of thing. Like there's not many modern day innovations. Like you can't even control click your items into your inventory half the time, kind of stuff like that. But it's more that simplicity and that like taking MMO RPGs back to their core, I guess, is what kind of brought me into it. There's only like maybe 15, 20 quests, and they're literally all the same. Like, go to this area, kill these guys, kill this elite, turn it in. Go to this area, kill these guys, kill this elite, turn them in. So
yeah.
It's more based around the end game. Like, there's four end game dungeons, and then there's PvP as well, but there's not really a reward system for it. So at the end of the day, again, it's just a stripped down MMO from back in the day, kind of like EverQuest. Oh, yeah. The biggest difference and something that people would like is it's a control your character level up system. So you gain experience, of course, for killing everything. And it's like a D&D level up system. You use that experience to level up individual stats. So like, if you really wanted to, you could say, fuck everything else. I'm dumping everything into intellect. And you can choose, you know, when your spells actually upgrade and get better too. So it's like, it's not just level up, here's some stats, here's a new spell, go have fun. It's figure out how you want to build your character up to level 25. And it's that kind of simplistic back in the day experience to where you can tell the developer was just like, all right, y'all don't need this fancy MMO shit nowadays. This is what we came from.
Yeah.
This is how we evolved.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good time killer. It's definitely nothing special. The combat is pretty, I wouldn't say hardcore, but it's like, it's pretty demanding. It's like you got to have your target selected, whatever. You got to make sure you're not getting hit. If you're a fucking mage, you're going to get fucking two shot, bro. No question whatsoever. But yeah, it's kind of, again, that like that hardcore old MMO experience. So it was nice to kind of play it for a little bit, but it's definitely not like a genre defining thing by any means.
Yeah. Good time killer.
For sure. Good time killer. And it's free. So I was like, fuck it. Like, why not? Probably the only reason I played it, TBH.
Yeah. It's a great reason for me to pick up a game.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's a great reason for me to pick up a game. Hell yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, man. You know, especially if you really just kind of miss the, like, where that these types of games came from, like that whole energy of it.
The one we should put time into if when it comes out is, you see on there too. I did a Surround Dead early access video.
Ooh. Okay.
That one I actually dumped some hours into. It's literally just a single player zombie survival sandbox. And I say sandbox right now, both fortunately and unfortunately, because right now, like, the loot table is really fucking high. It's early access, so they kind of want you to see everything, I guess. So, like, you can,
sure,
you literally just walk into town and open a box, and there's like a 50% chance you're going to get a legendary item kind of thing.
Hell yeah. Okay.
But it's like, it gave me some hours. There's a crafting system, there's a building system. You can literally just have shitloads of storage. I took over a fucking shopping mall and it probably filled like a quarter of it with fucking tents full of storage right now. Like,
nice.
You could do like backpacks and backpacks kind of thing. So backpackception from Tarkov. So just kind of like you grab whatever you want. You go to different towns, kind of like clear these infections kind of thing. And it's just a sandbox kind of survival thing. And they're supposed to come out with multiplayer. Once they come out with multiplayer, I feel like it's going to be a better experience. But currently it is not out yet, which kind of sucked. But it's good.
Yeah, man. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You give me a game like this, but let me and the boys just take over a town. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at you, Vane. You give me a game like exactly. That, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we can go hard. I really wish that, again, state of emergency. I really wish they would have done the same thing, like and do it properly, man. Like, just yeah, the potential is there. We just need one developer to get it right.
I feel like we're so everybody's on polar opposites of like using state of decay as a middleman kind of spectrum.
Oh, yeah, it's just indicated.
I feel like everybody's on polar opposites. You either have these zombie survival kind of crafting simulators that you just can get as much loot as you want and basically just it's a sandbox, or you have things like kind of like DayZ where it's just like loot scattered across everywhere. You're kind of sort of like supposed to team up with people, but you can't really establish a location kind of thing. So it's like I feel like that middle ground needs to be that state of decay middle ground needs to hit. And it's been way too long.
Yeah, I agree. That's that you couldn't have said any better. It is definitely the polar opposite issue. That's the problem here. But yeah, I'll check these out though. I'll have to watch these videos. And now I will say Surround Dead does look pretty solid. So
It is. It
if
it's very solid. It's got
only
a big map. After a while, you'll obviously figure out the gameplay loop. But it's got like big ass zombie bosses. And more towards the end game, there's like hidden military bunkers and shit to where you're actually like killing soldiers. And that's another thing. There's friendly scavengers and of course raiders. So sometimes you'll see the friendlies fucking walking around and you'll hear random gunshots and you're like, fuck, do I kill? Do I kill?
Take a shit.
It's
Okay. That's
decent.
dope.
It's decent.
Well, while we're on the subject of co-op games, I checked out Far West.
Oh, did you? Oh.
Yeah, I did the tutorial on that game and
Nice.
I'm enjoying it. Definitely enjoying it.
I may or may not have skipped the tutorial.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to it, right? But yeah, Far West is basically just gonna be like a co-op, raid FPS game where you group up with your buddies, you go to you go to a boss's shit, you blow it up, make him come out and fight you, and then you escape with escape with your head on your shoulders.
It's like a what I've been kind of describing it as is like in more open map Gunfire Reborn kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's gonna come. Yeah, Gunfire Reborn. It's good. Yeah,
With
I'll take that.
more, I guess, spell variation. The spell combos are pretty sick. So
Yeah,
the reason
true.
why I skipped the tutorial in the first place was Chicken wanted me to get it. And they were kind of already on the game because I was, busy taking the shit. So I was like, yeah, I don't need to play a tutorial. I'm just gonna jump in.
Why did we need that detail?
It's very important, all right? I'm telling you, I would have done the tutorial, It's just prior commitments. No,
Was.
but taking a shit.
Go ahead.
It
Continue.
was fun though. It was we still don't know what happened on the first round. We were trying to basically jump in hard mode because like they were already leveled up and they're like, oh, J-Dog's a gamer, he'll be fine. Fucking
Yeah, sure.
so we tried to load up in hard mode and then the whole time, I'm just thinking, like, this is really fucking easy. Are you sure? Are you sure? And it's like, I guess on like their screen, it said hard, and like everywhere visually, it said it was on hard mode. But like when you if you load it into like the first map, it tells you like you played easy, you beat normal, whatever. I was like, it just ticked for normal mode. And Jiggle was like, I swear to God, I put it on hard. I was like, did you though? Did you? and then we jumped into very hard, and I was just like, they kept going down. And I was just, hold on, give me 5 minutes. I'm being chased, you know, pulling out the gamer mode, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's like playing good old zombies, and everybody goes down, and you're just like kiting zombies and like
exactly
like stay alive, exactly. Stay alive. Oh, you try to like quickly revive somebody and just keep running.
It was fun.
Yeah, no, it was super solid, and like the spell combos you're talking about, I thought was really cool. And I'm like spraying acid, and then I gotta like use the fire to like, you know, blow it up or whatever.
Bro, I was so pissed. They fucking, so there's friendly fire that I figured out. So they're sitting there throwing the fucking acid and fire tornadoes. And I'm just fucking sitting in the middle of the tornado like, all right, well, there goes quarter of my HP. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I did not know that. Now, I do remember in the here when I was listening to one of the narrators in the video, they were explaining that every character needs to like work with one another in order to defeat a boss. So you need to take this dynamite and put it into this, you know, barrel to blow up some shit. But the dynamite's way up there on this, like, you know, crane or whatever. So your teammate has to go up there, get it, toss it to you. You got to catch it. You might drop it like a dumbass. So make sure you catch it. Then you got to go take it to where it needs to go. And so like there's actual teamwork that's involved throughout the process. It's not just, we got guns, we got spells, let's kill everything. You know, it's we have to coordinate, you know, our moves as well. So I like that. I like that they're doing this. It's the same thing with No Rest for the Wicked, how in the co-op mode, it's all friendly fire. So, yeah, we can't just, you know, just go in as one group and just start swinging. You know, like, you know, we got to actually coordinate. You go in first, you back out, I'll go in after you, you know, type shit. And it's funny too, because when we were playing the co-op in No Rest for the Wicked, like I wanted to shoot Ad so bad, but like you're right in front of me, so I'm just like holding it, like please move, I don't want to hit you, bro, please. So yeah, I enjoy that. It's good.
Yeah, it's got some good puzzles. There was I don't know if you did like one of the drill ones yet, but it's like it starts the drill, and then there's like three valves on the side, and you kind of have to stabilize the liquid. So there's, you know, three people grab a valve or whatever, and you each have to fucking turn it. So it's just like in this middle part of the fucking, I guess the tube or whatever, and you're still being fucking ran over by fucking zombies. So it's like, you gotta pay attention to that, and you gotta fucking not die.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I'm hoping that maybe, you know, maybe that'll be the theme for this year. You know, there'll just be some great co-op games that start coming out, you know, last year, and I'm sure this going into this year as well, extraction shooters were the thing. So what's going to be the new theme for 2026? Maybe it's co-op games. I don't know. Co-op modes.
We do need some more co-op games. I feel like something needs to bring the gamers back together. I don't know what it is, but something needs to bring the gamers back together. Everybody, I feel, is on their own shit. Fucking bro, when's the last time you talked to Random?
Yesterday.
This dude comes in my Discord. Guess what? He starts streaming.
What's that?
World of Warcraft. I was like, brother, not again. Man. Don't do it. Don't do it. No. It's like, I can't stop him because he's already on the character select screen. So he's already got a subscription. He's already locked in for a month. Like, no. Yeah.
There goes Randon. He's gone, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone.
Run as I get back into Playdub too, which we also
Playdub
again, bro. Well, they've changed. Are there, so are there much.
New updates,
bro? They've changed so much. There's so many different fucking food types. There's game types. There's different upgrade types. There's they call them enchantments now. So it's like you can upgrade and you can also, I guess, enchant an item. So it's like two different versions of the fucking...
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, we were fucking... a lot of fucking going on, sorry. I was playing with Chowder, her friend, and X the other day, and there's an enchant to the counter that's called a levitation station. And what that does is it basically, you put it in the middle of an area, and within a 2-block radius, everything floats. So everything acts as a counter within that 2-block radius. So obviously you can't put things on the floor. So he's just chopping vegetables. We got his levitation station and he's just like, here, here, here. Like there's just all these floating ingredients. And I'm just like, cool.
That's sick. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and they find, I just figured out last night, you can now upgrade the grabbers to curve.
Nice. Nice. That's there. Yeah.
So they've been cooking. Well, no pun intended.
Ah, bro. Okay. Shout out Plate Up. Hey, well, you put more hours into it than I did it initially. But there was a time where you and I were just like sun up to sundown playing Plate Up.
Yeah.
Trying to master, trying to get as far as we possibly can. That game was fun, man. That's a lot of fun.
I think it's time to rekindle, dude.
Hey, man, we're back on it.
A lot of stuff they added. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, back on it for sure. That is definitely a game that we're gonna have to play as a group too, because you know any opportunity to get CJ and Quang to be toxic towards one another, I'm all for it.
I'm actually surprised they don't already have the fucking game. Well, I'm more surprised CJ doesn't have it than Quang.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, all you gotta do is just put some horse girls in it, and I'm sure Quang will be on it for sure. He'll be on it.
Actually, let me confirm that. Who does
that? Get a horse girl mod and play it up.
Oh no! Don't start the game. I'd love to play it, but not right now. Sorry.
Let me see.
23 friends already on this game. That's wild.
23 friends play. Damn.
Oh, actually, no. Quang does have this game. CJ does not.
Okay, here we go.
Wait. Oh no, CJ does have this game. Oh, they both have it. Why are we playing Plato? Nice. What are we doing?
Yeah, bro. I got about 15-20 friends who have it as well. Damn, I didn't realize this many people had this game.
Bro, hear me out, dude. I've been thinking this, man. We were thinking about it with Overcooked. Come on, we got to figure out how to do it with Plato. Some kind of competition.
A Plate Up competition. That would be a great mode if they had it too.
Thing. They have, I don't know if it's daily or weekly, but they have a speedrun section. And they give you a map and they say, do this speedrun. And they show you a time. I haven't tried it yet. I don't know. I think you have to use a specific map, but I think you can choose which food you cook. I'm not 100% sure yet. Actually, let's you know what? We're not doing anything special. Let's go find out right now. Apologies if the music's a little too loud.
No, that's dope. Well, while you're doing that, I wanted to also mention the other, you know, I mean, recently, because of Deadlock, MOBAs have been on my hit list, and I think that I'm getting to the point where I want to start playing more. But like, I was considering playing Dota the other day. I almost made it, hit the install button.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. And I feel like if I I feel like if I do, I'm going to hate myself because the people that I'm going to be playing against have just played Dota for the last 72 centuries, you know? So I don't know if I want to put myself through that torture.
So one of the big things you're going to, I forgot what the keyboard buttons were. How do you grab things on keyboard? Oh, mouse. Okay, I was hitting my fucking keyboard. Okay, yeah. Oh no. Okay, so they give you a floor plan and the food, and they tell you what your fastest day 15 time is and what the top percent you're in.
I like that.
That's already pretty sick. So the biggest thing, if you're going to go into those kind of MOBAs, like between that and League of Legends, Dota has a deny mechanic like Deadlock.
Like Deadlock?
League of Legends does not. I mean, you can still... Can? No. League of Legends does not have a deny mechanic at all.
Okay.
So that's one of the biggest differences I know about those two, other than like the obvious.
Yeah. I've also noticed that many Deadlock players, especially content creators, came from playing Dota as well. Some were pros, some weren't. They were just creators. And I don't know, man. I mean, it just seems like it'll be interesting to try out. But we're not here to talk about Dota. What we are here to talk about is Blightville, is going to be in early access. Pretty well. No, actually, they're doing a playtest. If not now, they will be doing it soon. But Blightville is a 4v4 action MOBA. Yes, yeah, February. Yes. So with Blightville being a 4v4. It makes me think two things. Number one, it won't be as hectic as some other MOBAs are. Like Deadlock, sometimes with those 6v6 battles can be like, bro, what the fuck's going on, right? But also means that there's a lot more emphasis on each individual player holding their own. So nonetheless, I'm interested. I'm going to play it. You know, I've got the MOBA itch thanks to Deadlock, fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be playing it. But what are your thoughts on it? I mean, you think it's going to be worth the energy?
So it was funny how I even came across this. Actually, I went on Twitch and you know how they're doing more recommendations nowadays rather than like, you know, here's a top viewer list. Go watch one of the top viewers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I saw that there was still 25 people watching Battle Rite. And so I got interested. And so I clicked on somebody's stream who's still playing Battle Rite. I guess he's got his own event system going. Well, not event system, but like he's got a Discord, like, you know, calls it Battle Rite Arena Nights or something like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he started watching the trailer of this game, and so I was naturally instantly just fucking pulled up the trailer. It's like playtest, go. I think it looks interesting. The trailer doesn't show too much.
Yeah.
My question is, one, how big is the actual arena? And two, it says like a fresh twist, and I hope that's just not referring to the fact that, oh, you kill a relic, cool, like that's MOBAs, that's 90% of MOBAs right now. I'm hoping there's some kind of like, I guess not like power-up mechanic, I guess, but I don't know. It's just from the trailer I'm looking at, it just feels like it's just going to be a reskin Battle Rite with an objective. So it's like, what are they actually going to innovate on? What's the thing with this genre, especially when it comes to actual, like, and I still think they need a, somebody needs to find a way to split these two in half, because saying MOBA and talking about an arena game versus MOBA like League of Legends is completely different experience. And these type of arena-based MOBAs do not have a good track record at all. They do not keep their people. People go in, they get shit on, they go out. Nobody, name one arena MOBA that's, besides maybe, what's the one that just fucking shut down? Well, that's not even technically an arena MOBA either, but Supervive. That was probably the longest I've seen an arena MOBA live. They're not that popular. They're very niche. And so it's like, what's this game going to do to keep their players?
Yeah.
Or possibly
So it's a fair point, right? So yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, it mentions the first twist, but like, we need to know what that twist is, right? It has the, like you said, like that typical look that you would expect a MOBA to have, right? And so there is no reinventing. Well, you're only ever reinventing the wheel whenever you make a MOBA. There's only so many new abilities and ults that you can create. Like, every MOBA has a character that does a hook. Every MOBA has a character that comes up and comes down with an explosion. Every MOBA has a fire character and an ice character, right?
Yeah.
So you really have to find a way to innovate and really change it up. Another part of the reason why sometimes I'm still depressed that Heroes of the Storm didn't work out, because they did it right with every map having a different objective and having to master that objective. You know, like, it's never just playing Summoner's Rift over and over and over again. It's, oh shit, we're on the spider map this time. You know, oh shit, we're on the map that have the two gods. And so we have to, like, you know, destroy the gods while also watching out for our enemies. Like, your brain was always running when you're playing Heroes of the Storm. So that twist, I loved it. It's unfortunate that it didn't work out, but I really enjoyed that. Another reason why I love Paladins is because Paladins made you think. It made you think beyond just your characters and their abilities. You had to make decks for them, and you had to make multiple decks, because one deck might work out better against this type of comp versus that type of comp. So you got to think deeper than just the surface. So yeah, they got to figure it out somehow. And you know, if they do, sweet, awesome. If not, it'll be another one of those days, you know. Maybe it'll be another one of those days. Unfortunate.
I mean, I always have high hopes for these arena MOBAs, but it's just, again, historically, it's hard to keep it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, MOBA gamers are some of the worst. If I can also say. As someone who's been playing in this community for a little over 10 years, MOBA gamers are some of the biggest pieces of shit in this gaming space. I mean, you talk about egos that you haven't even earned or don't deserve. Like, man, like, what? You're a bronze, but all of a sudden you think that you know every single detail that there is to know about the game, because you watch somebody you play on YouTube. Like, shut the fuck up, please. and just click heads and hope you win, you know? So sometimes those mobile players kind of mess it up for the community, especially the content creators who play a game for, you know, thousands of hours, but then every time that you die, you know, because someone outplayed you, it's, oh, shit game. Metro, we're talking about you. It sucks, bro. You know, like, shut the hell up and just play the game. You know, you're putting all these hours into it because you love it, obviously. You know, sometimes games are gonna suck. It just happens.
Move on to the next one.
That's also the weird dynamic that I really fucking detest at the end of the day. It's like, how fucking making up a random number here, like what, 70-80% of games nowadays are fucking team based, and you're like, I'm the best solo player. Okay, but how's your team?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, you may get lucky in 1v3 a bunch of shitters like once in a fucking blue moon, but like, all right. So let's go on Apex. Let's get Imperial Hal and his boys. All right, let's see how you stack up against that. Talking shit about that. Oh, it's a shit game now because you got okay.
Shit game because you got outplayed
because like, you got pinged single shot by a 301 across the map.
No, yeah, man, it's that's the thing. And you know what, maybe this is they say be the change you seek. Maybe this is the year where I have to say screw it and start making my own content and just talking shit to people in the community for being assholes. Maybe that's what I have to do. I just gotta be the guy to tell people to shut the hell up and just play the game or don't.
Join me.
How about that, bro?
Join me in my crusade.
The crusade.
No, content wise, you know better than anybody. I've been fucking lazy with it for the past fucking 10 or so years. I've been doing the YouTube videos. I've also been doing art quest videos for shorts on YouTube and TikTok, and they're just like stonks, dude. Like fucking stonks. I don't know what I'm gonna do after I run out of quests and art, but like, hey, well, that's a fucking question for another day, you know?
yeah. Expand somehow. Yeah. Nah, man, I'm gonna do it. I've been slowly progressing towards it. Like I said, I've been recording more videos and trying to do more shit. So yeah, something's got to give eventually. Something's got to give.
It's time.
Push the button.
I just fucking the hardest part for me is like I just need to get past the mental block of actually editing things, and it's just like I always thought it would be a shit process, but it actually works out better if you script out what you're gonna say it, and then edit the content to go with your words instead of the other way
around. I agree.
So I agree. That I had to get used to. But after that, it's kind of just like, I mean, you've seen the fucking videos. They're barely like 3 minutes long. I barely finish. Mm-hmm. I barely get a screen size of like double spaced fucking notepad at this point. But, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like Nike.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, it's true. I that's actually what I do whenever I make YouTube tutorials for my company to help our customers, you know, like learn how to use our stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're already halfway there.
Bro, I record the video. I'll like, and then I'll look over it just a little bit, but then I'll usually just like write the script and then I throw the video in and just kind of like move all the clips to my words. Like, yeah, it's so much easier that way.
Yeah, you're already there, dude. Just fucking. Gaming,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely not that difficult. It's just a matter of sitting your ass in the chair, you know, and doing it. So yeah.
We do gotta start playing more games together.
Oh, we will.
We will. I mean, I'm down to fucking I think Chatter wants to play some played up later tonight, but if you wanna run some Far or Plata before she gets on, though. I am super down. I am good on videos for the week, technically, sort of. We're not going to talk about it. there's still a slight bit of procrastination, all right? I'm not going to front at all.
Oh, yeah!
It's slightly there.
Yeah, it's natural. Natural, man.
But I mean, also major shout out to Chowder for helping me with the TLS content for sure. She's been putting those on TikTok and Instagram, and TLS has been doing fantastic. Oh, that's right. Tomorrow is a holiday, boyos. Tomorrow is a holiday. Wait, you're not off tomorrow?
Nah, bro. My company's way too small. We can't do that. It's unfortunate.
Dude, yeah. I have to keep getting reminded by my fucking manager. She's like, you know, it's a 3-day weekend, right? I'm like, oh, is it? Oh, it is?
Is it now?
What? So, yeah. Like, when I first started doing data integrity with my old manager, I would just work through the fucking holidays. Like, I wouldn't even fucking care. I wouldn't pay attention. I'm pretty sure I got time and ask for all those days. And then finally, like, two years in, she's like, yeah, HR came to me and asked if you can start taking holidays off. I was like, oh, do I have to, though? She's like, yeah. I was like, fuck.
Like, yeah, all right.
Well, because it's like basically what we'd do is, like, I would work the holiday and she would just bank those hours as, like, an extra day off for me so I could just use it whenever the fuck I want. So she was just like, yeah, they want you to take the holiday off. Yeah. Damn. You have too many people hours used. Bro, I never use I have way too many vacation hours. It's actually terrible.
You should give some to me. No, I'm kidding. I feel it. And the nice thing about it is if you ever end up having to leave the company, you're just like, yeah, I'm going to need that PTO cashed out to me too, please. Yeah. I'm going to need all that PTO given to me. Yeah, sorry.
Just fucking. Well, that's your 2 weeks right there. Just fucking, here's my 2 weeks. I'm taking 2 weeks of vacation. See ya.
Later. Hell yeah.
Figure the fuck out.
Yeah, no, for real. Shout out to Mute as well, because I'm glad you understand that. I'm glad you understand that, man. Yeah, let's definitely do something tonight. There is a chance that, because I'm trying to get Monica to run through Game of Thrones. Oh, shit. She's never seen it before, which is like fucking crazy. But she hasn't, but. If that doesn't work out, then we'll do some more.
Have I?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 64. I need to go kick J-Dog's ass in Discord. So I'm going to take care of this real quick. I can't believe that.
Why does Headliner so familiar? Isn't that the news one where you're like head of fucking an actual news organization? Or there's like three headliners.
Yeah, bro, this is like with me you did in GTA, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Right, do all that again. Fucking. I'm probably going to leave this as the last thought unless you have anything. I was just going to say Andy and Nemo were trying to get me back on the grind. I was just like, I can't, dude. It's
grind
really,
GTA. RP.
And I've mentioned this multiple times and I'm like so thankful for it. Honestly, it's just like the time I put into that WTF news just made me realize the time I needed to put into crack media at the end of the day. So I was like, I can't go back to that, bro. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing, though. Here's what I will say is
the level of effort that you put into being a detective in RP, if you were to like turn that into like YouTube content, I think that also would have been pretty interesting. Because you care, like you were finding notes around places and like reading them and like trying to figure out what the hell he meant. But then also adding like a comedic twist to it. So I think it could have been interesting.
Well, I mean, 90% of
Sure.
that helped because of fucking CJ.
Yeah.
See,
CJ cares.
CJ
Yeah.
was the story creator of that
Yeah.
entire fucking
Yeah.
server. Without CJ, there probably wouldn't have been a fucking WTF news. Like, it would have been boring
100%.
as shit.
100%.
We
100%.
wouldn't have gotten into that storyline. Fucking, we wouldn't have, like, I'm.
That's a good point because that's how we started doing our live streams at first. And then from there, people started reaching out to us to come, to other places to so yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Shout out to CJ.
Well, he's a fucking storyteller, dude.
Yeah, he
He's
is,
good.
bro. He should be a he should be a DM if he isn't.
Oh, he definitely is. I think he's
Oh
actually.
yeah.
I think he has a campaign going on now, and he's actually working on a second one. Push one.
Nice. Nice.
I was a detective in
CJ, tell us
Baltimore.
next time.
I always accuse them of lying.
All right,
Not the children.
L.A. Noir. L.A. Noir was a good one. That was a good one.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure we could just literally ask him. Fucking, let's do a fucking campaign. I know a couple people who would be interested.
Fuck
Or
it.
we
Let's do it.
could just start playing fucking Baldur's Gate 3 again.
If CJ is DM, I'd be willing to do it because I like how I like his approach. He's good.
We can talk about it. We can talk about it. I could get a group on it. I'd be sick. That would be like a half day dedication, though.
Jesus
Depending on
Christ.
how many players, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just did it with
Well.
the three of us, it still probably wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm sure you could cook some shit up.
No, we can get more. We can get more.
Oh, we could definitely get more. We could definitely get more. Shit.
Good shit, good shit.
Well,
Well, boys and girls, we appreciate y'all coming to kick it. Episode N64, one of the worst controllers ever created, by the way. Come see us if you want to.
see me in the comment section. Let's go.
Yeah, word, throwing hands.
Appreciate y'all. Adeuces.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.